From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tafton reports for Columbia Green Media that construction on a jail for Greene County begins by June 17th. Deputy Greene County Administrator Warren Hart said, and I quote, "At the earliest, we will start the end of next week, but it will probably be June 17th, end quote. At the same time, a bill in the State Assembly that authorizes Greene County to share a jail with a contiguous county passed the Code Committee and has moved to the Corrections Committee this week. A Senate version of the bill on May 31st was referred to the Local Government Committee. Currently, Greene County is sharing jail services with Albany and Columbia counties, so sharing jail services is clearly not illegal in New York, as some Greene County legislators have claimed. In the past week, permits for construction of the jail were received by county officials from the Department of Health, Department of Environmental Conservation, and Department of State." Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Carmen Enriquez reports for the Columbia paper that at a May Gallatin Town Board meeting, GTEL, a local provider of phone, cable, and internet service, explained what has delayed the broadband expansion project in the Gallatin area. The company now expects that all eligible houses should have access to its fiber network by December 2021. There is a labor shortage locally in several trades, and GTEL officials say a lack of linemen is slowing down broadband expansion in southeastern Columbia County. GTEL was among several companies awarded $8.7 million in grants to bring high-speed internet service to rural parts of the county. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Laura Davison reports for Bloomberg that New York legislators have passed a law allowing access to the president's state tax returns. But House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal is the only Democrat who is allowed to ask for them, and so far he says he will not. Representative Hakeem Jeffries said in an interview June 5th, and I quote, "At this moment in time, Chairman Neal has taken this position, but we'll see how he decides to proceed in the face of continued obstruction from the administration. That may cause the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee to change his mind," end quote. Neal has already asked Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin three times for 6 years of Trump's federal personal and business returns, which he should get under a 1924 law that requires the Treasury Secretary to provide them. Mnuchin has refused the request four times, the last time after a subpoena. Read more about this story at the Bloomberg website. Rachel Silberstein reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Spectrum News weeknight political program Capital Tonight will return this fall after being canceled last week, but still without current host Liz Benjamin. Last week, the announcement that Benjamin was leaving and that the show was ending with the end of the legislative session, according to Silberstein, and I quote, prompted an outpouring of dismay on social media, end quote. Dan Ronan, Spectrum News One senior vice president, said, and I quote, "We are grateful to Liz for her commitment and dedication to Capital Tonight and wish her the best in her future endeavors. We know that our viewers want to know what's going on with state governance and policy, and I think we have done it like nobody has," end quote. Longtime State House reporter Nick Reisman is sticking with the show. Benjamin is not saying what she is doing next, and I quote, "I will talk about it when the time is right. I appreciate the opportunity that I have had here, and I wish Spectrum the best," end quote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.